In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Schroyer.
All right, it's the Ask the Doctor Hour with Dr. Diane Kaiser, Holistic Healing, and I got a lot of stuff to talk to her about, and we're going to take your phone calls. Let's just start with this. Two things that we're noticing, Diane. One is they want us to eat bug paste. That's a big phenomenon. They want us to eat the bug paste. But then, you know, comment on that, or kind of, here's what I've been seeing, and I eat, I'd give myself maybe a B+. I don't know, maybe an A for my diet, maybe an A-. I'm not perfect, but I've noticed some things that I'll buy sometimes at the store, and now these are supposed to be fresh foods that the store makes, and now there'll be a little thing in the ingredients that says bio-created ingredients, or I forget what it's called exactly. It's like bioengineered. That's what it says. An ingredient in this is bioengineered. What do we know about that? That's all it says. It's just on the it's fresh food that comes from the grocery stores. Now it says bioengineered ingredients included. Do you have any idea what that means? I've never seen it before.
Yeah, they're disclaiming what they've been doing for a long time. It's genetically modified organisms.
Yeah, so you just think it's GMOs?
Yep.
Okay.
And these are GMOs that have been around for a very long time. It's in over 90% of the foods that we're consuming. It's the main reason that we're sick. And the number one thing that all of these foods have in common is that they're virtually all sprayed with glyphosate and atrazine. And that is virtually like, think about that, those herbicides. It's kind of like the Biden regime to our borders. And what I mean by that is that the Biden regime has destroyed our borders. It's open borders. We have immigrants that are tyrants that are crossing the borders and becoming the pests to our nation. But what the glyphosate and the atrazine, these herbicides that are sprayed in all GMOs, what they do to the lining of our intestines, our blood-brain barrier, our nasal lines, our vagina, all of these things that are normally lined with a healthy mucosal layer that represents about 80% of our immune system, those herbicides break down those barriers so that toxins, herbicides, pesticides, and pathogens like the things we talk about all the time, parasites, can get into the brain, causing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, mostly for Alzheimer's for women, Parkinson's for men, both of which have been on the rise since the onset of GMOs in about 1990s.
Wow. I mean, it's so amazing when you learn this stuff. First of all, you will change your dietary habits just because you have a survival instinct. But it sounds like what they've done is they've just rebranded GMOs, because a lot of people avoid GMOs. They consciously avoid GMOs. They look for things like Project Non-GMO on labels. I know I do that when I discovered the phenomenon of GMOs. So it sounds like they've just rebranded it to bioengineered ingredients, thinking they'll sneak one by you.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds, and they're attaching it to the climate change, the global warming phenomenon, where we think we're doing something good. But they will change the names over and over. So it sounds like we're actually doing our part, just like electric cars are causing dizziness and nausea and panic attacks and anxiety for people who are driving them. It's like another AirPods phenomenon. So we're being taught that these things that we should be doing are good for our health, but it's by the same regime that's been recommending the same poisons that have began this back in the 1940s, 30s, which is the Rockefeller Institute.
Well, you'd be proud of me. I've cut my AirPods usage to like maybe 5% of what it once was. It's not perfect. There's still times where I will wear the AirPods, like if I'm shooting hoops or something. But even the wired, non-wireless ones kind of, they jumble around when you're, you know, running and jumping. But you will be happy. I've cut it to about 5% of what it once was. But I don't know. It's still not, there's still a wire, okay? The wire that goes behind the neck, it still bothers me and ticks me off. But I've done it. You'll be proud of me. And so maybe you can briefly explain why that's important to people when we come back from this break. I'll also give out the phone number. And Diane will take your questions as well. It's the Ask the Doctor Hour. I got a couple other things to cover with her before we take calls, so don't go anywhere.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And now it's Ask the Doctor with Dr. Diane Hazer. You can find out more information about her and her detoxes at DianeKazer.com. Her transformation programs, detoxes, everything else, which I will tell you, I am on the parasite cleanse right now. I'm doing the... I guess it would be the 6-day advanced cleanse. So the full moon is tomorrow. I'll be halfway through it tomorrow. So just wanted to let you know about that. You'll be very proud of me. Very proud of me. Cutting the AirPods out, doing the parasite cleanse and everything else. I want to give out the phone number and so we can start getting some calls lined up for Diane today. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. All right, so I've updated you on the AirPods. I've updated you on the parasite cleanse. One more thing to update you on. I had a relatively minor oral surgery. I guess it was Monday, just for a crown. And I went with no anesthetic. And let me just tell you, it was not fun. I wouldn't really, maybe you would, I mean, you would recommend it. It was not fun. It was very painful. It pretty much hurt for 2 days straight. But I went without the anesthetic. I did it. And they jabbed me and poked me and drilled into me. No anesthetic. And it was funny. My doctor almost anticipated it. I don't know if he was listening when I was talking to you last, but he was like, hey, you don't want any anesthetic today, right? And I was like, yeah, that's right. And so, but anyway, I don't know if you want to expand on that. If you want to expand on the AirPods issue, why a parasite cleanse is important, or even avoiding anesthetics as much as possible, because these are things we've covered in the past.
We're going to throw a gigantic party. We're coming to Austin for you.
Yeah, you have to come here because I'm not allowed to travel. So,
oh yeah, right. And I am very proud of you. And I hope that you guys listening are inspired too, because if Owen can do it, anybody can. And I don't know what else I need to say about that. Parasite cleanse is good during a full moon week. And tomorrow is the strawberry moon. Today is another solstice, and so tomorrow is going to be one of those days that you are going to notice people being a little more lunar-ticky. It's also Juneteenth week, which I don't necessarily know how I feel about, but it's a crazy week. And so this is when the parasites are the most active. The parasites can travel through the body much easier during a full moon week because there's more light, and that allows them to travel. There's a lot more serotonin in the body, which you would think that you would be more happy, but serotonin actually make the bugs happy, which makes you feel even more weird and keeps you up at night. So if you start to notice weirder symptoms this week, your bowels being strange,
that's the bugs partying.
That's the bugs partying. So that's what I say, Owen. It's a great way to explain it, is that when you are craving these GMO bioengineered foods, you see a label and you're like, why am I buying this? I know it's not good for me, but I'm going to buy it because it tastes good and I've been eating it my whole life. So I haven't died yet. So why not? Who is craving that? Is that the biome and the genome that God gave you? Or is that the bugs that are craving the junk that feed them and that leave you malnourished and diabetic and obese and cancers and autoimmune disease and everything else that's on the rise? 46% of kids have at least one chronic disease. It's insane. So this is the week for parasites. I do want to talk about AirPods, but it's going to come into the next point because there's a connection I want to make to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
I understand the comfort of AirPods. Obviously, we all wear them because they're wireless. They're the easiest to maneuver around, very easy to use. Even though I've cut it to now kind of the Bluetooth wire that goes behind your neck, at least, the Bluetooth connector is like right here by my collarbone instead of two basically surrounding my brain. So why do you suggest people ditch the AirPods or any Bluetooth buds in your ears?
Yep. I just saw Rob, one of your producers, who is fumbling around in our slides. If you guys can show slide one, I want to make this connection point so that you guys can understand this. You know, when doctors say, oh, we can't figure out what's wrong with you, there might be one marker that's off. We trying to figure out why we're sick. It's not usually one thing. It's always a culmination of things. So what AirPods do, and so follow me here. I say on this image that these are the deadly toxins, the core four that leave you energy poor and nutrient poor and hence diseased. It's aluminum and mercury, fluoride, glyphosate, and then we have EMF smog, electrosmog, which is these Bluetooths that you're having put right into your ears. I mean, there's a new patent that's even coming out that they're spying on our thoughts with these AirPods. So that's a whole nother thing that I haven't even gone into. But just simply from the EMF factor, which is thousands of times stronger than our cell phones, and they're inside of our brain. I mean, we just have to kind of get the clue on that, right? They're using these EMF frequencies to harvest energy and mine crypto. But aside from that, even just from a health perspective, the AirPods or anything in the ear, what it's doing is it's breaking down your blood-brain barrier. So you imagine you have this barrier that's there to protect you. So a lot of these pathogens and the parasites and the poisons don't travel up into the brain. And so now when you have a leaky blood-brain barrier, the aluminum, the mercury, the glyphosate can get in and cause these diseases that I mentioned earlier. And specifically glyphosate, which is the toxin, the herbicide that's sprayed in atrazine, which turns the frogs gay and everything else. Those toxins will then carry things like aluminum into the brain. And then we have neurological disease. And you have people who are trying to figure out what the hell to do because they've got autoimmune disease. And then people end up on medications to numb out the nerves that are trying to tell the body, I'm sick. So we need to stop the root cause by pulling these things out of our brains and then not allowing our entire body to be permeable with things like the gut lining that gets attacked as well by these metals and all these things that are in our water supply as well that we could talk about too. I recommend a distiller for every single person. That's one of those things that I think everyone should have at the house. So it filters out the aluminum. It filters out the radioactive elements. These toxins getting into our brain, it's very difficult to pull them out. And Parkinson's is related to aluminum. So this is something that is completely researched. I recommend you go check out the work of Zach Bush. He really breaks this down too. But glyphosate, even if you're not eating glyphosate in your diet, you're breathing it in from your neighbors. It's also coming in through the water that you're showering in. I could go on and on, but this is something we need to get out of our food supply. If we don't get out of it now and stop the spraying of glyphosate, then it will take 50 years. Even if we stopped right now spraying, it would take 50 years for our soil to go back to what it was before we started spraying in the 1800s. That is scary to me. And what are we doing about it?
Yeah, and then they sit here and talk about man-made climate change when that's the real man-made climate change, is the stuff that they're spraying into our atmosphere, putting into the water. But you know, on the AirBuds EMF frequency issue, you bring up the blood-brain barrier, and I make another connection here to the heavy metals, because to me the call it circumstantial evidence if you want to be conservative, but to me the evidence is clear when it comes to vaccines and autism. There's a correlation, and I think the canary in the coal mine is the rate of which boys experience autism versus girls. Girls have a thicker blood-brain barrier, and so it's harder to break that down than it is for boys. That's why they have a higher rate of autism. And so now you're talking about this happening with the earbuds, and I can't help but have alarms going off in my head. You know, this could be a serious issue. I mean, especially for young people who grow up on these things. I mean, if you're my age and you're mid-30s, you really didn't even use earpods until you were probably like 30 or something years old. Whereas these kids are introduced to earbuds, that's their first pair of headphones, where we were like, you know, we were using wireless, you know, over the ear Sonys was kind of the first stuff that we were using. Now their first thing is the earbuds. And so we're talking about grade school, high school. They're getting hit with this stuff immediately. And this could be severely detrimental to IQs, cognitive abilities, even at a young age, is what I'm hearing. Now, can you do anything when you've damaged your blood-brain barrier? Is that permanent? Is there anything you can do to help restore it?
It's a really good question, Owen, and it's very difficult to do that. So we have to wonder, like, what are these barriers made of? They're mostly comprised of amino acids. And these amino acids are the things that glyphosate breaks down. Like, glyphosate literally is the Satan of our food supply. It comes in and it starts cutting up all of the different amino acids that hold our body together, our connective tissues, our DNA, our microbiome. You could even show a slide 16. I kind of show all the rates of disease that are coming from these intercellular tight junctions that are getting broken down. So what I would say is, like, you know, you look at the keto diet, right? Like, the keto diet has had some promising research that shows that people are able to recover a bit more, and especially their cognitive function, their neurological function, their endocrine function. They're starting to come back to life again, because our cells and these membranes and these layers, they're made of healthy fats, and they're also made of proteins. That's what our cells are made of, is healthy fats on the outside, healthy proteins on the inside. So this is why a high-carb diet that they recommended in the 1980s, you know, go eat some cereal and some Wheaties, that was the downfall of humanity. We started seeing rates of disease, like, skyrocket at that time, and especially sugar. So these types of disease start to get better when you can start to heal these junctions. Another thing is glycine. So glycine is something that we recommend in our practice. And when we're looking at our clinical observations that we're seeing on people's stool tests, which we can see the extent to which the gut is leaky. And it's in everybody at this point, Owen. If your gut's leaky, then your brain's going to be leaky too. So amino acids, healthy proteins, not from cows that are fed all the junk, like the same food we've just been talking about, that are actually grass-fed cows that have healthy diets that get sunshine. I mean, two-thirds of the energy that we create inside of our cells comes from light. And so we need the sun, we need red light therapy, we need all of these things, and most of us are living inside. So we have to get back to nature unless we want to sign up for more of these diseases that we are moving toward. And one out of two children is going to have autism, it said, in the next 5 to 10 years, if we don't turn this around. And then what's next for humanity? It said that we have 10 to 15 years left as humans, if we don't do something about this.
Well, and now all the news stories are talking about sperm rates declining, the ineffectiveness of even male sperm anymore. And this is directly after the COVID-19 vaccine, for some odd reason. I don't know what, then, you know, I'm sure there's nothing to do with that. It wouldn't be anything to do with that, of course. And the plastics as well, the microplastics that are seeping into everything. And so these are all kinds of issues that once you're conscious of, you can mitigate, maybe not keep it out of your life to a perfect level, but you can certainly mitigate it for your own health. And the mm-hmm. difference is obvious. Once you've done it, the difference in your day-to-day energy, the difference in your day-to-day, I mean, happiness, lack of anxiety, whatever you want to call it, it's very apparent. And then once you see that, you realize, oh, wow, this is why the pharmaceutical companies are so profitable, selling you a pill for anxiety or depression or weight loss or something else, because you're engaging in all the activities unconsciously that cause all those issues. All right, we're going to start taking calls now. And let's see, how about we start with Thomas in Texas. Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about the psychiatric system, because I've seen a very disturbing trend of it just being utilized to go after anybody who tries to avoid these things. I mean, if you're somebody who goes out of their way to avoid all these EMS hazards and all these chemicals and stuff, like, I've seen this happen. I've had it happen to me where it's like the psychiatric system is just like, okay, well, you're crazy. Like, you think there's chemicals in the water, like, from the government? Like, yeah, this guy's a nut. And, like, they can just kind of just do that. Like, all it takes is, like, a cop's opinion or a neighbor's opinion or something, and it's like a red flag law, but for your body. And then you just get chemically lobotomized. I mean, what are y'all's thoughts on that?
Well, if you want to show slide 22, you guys, and maybe even 21 right after that, my first answer to this is, why do we care? Why do we care what the psychiatrists think? Why do we keep going back to the drug pushers? They're the ones that have poisoned us for 100 plus years. I don't really care about those people. I care about you, Thomas. So I just have a question for you and everybody. Why are you specifically, and I want to help you with this if there is a solution, why are you going to the psychiatric clinic? What is it? What kind of support are you seeking from them?
Well, I was kind of forced into it. It was the sort of thing where I had to do it. I got forced into like one of these hospitals, and I was literally told by the psychiatrist, they're like, we're doing this to you because your politics and your protesting are a mental illness. They had and I heard this from my lawyer too and the doctor. Like, apparently there is like federal agents or some kind of federal involvement, like trying to get this doctor to like do particular treatments and diagnoses that were incorrect. And I just I just say it because it's a hazard that people need to like avoid. I don't know.
Yeah, and here's a question for you, Thomas. I might trigger you. Are you ready?
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why did you have to do anything? Who is forcing you to go to this doctor? What is the have to?
It was the courts. It was literally the courts, because there was I got arrested for protesting the COVID vaccines. Like, I was running around with this giant banner that said the COVID vaccines for depopulation Infowars.com. And I guess I drew some attention from the Biden administration after I like showed up to the, you know, where they were doing that here, and like it was a Biden visit to a Texas children's hospital. And just basically they kept like messing with me until they found an opportunity to like, you know, snag me up and like stick on a baseless resisting arrest charge. And so now I was like stuck in this court case for like 2 years, basically.
Well, I want to stop here so we have enough time for enough questions.
Well, yeah, and I think it's obvious here. What they do is they target people specifically, and then they use these bullying tactics. Like, hey, I'm in the doctor's suit, so you need to listen to me. And then you're in their, you know, you're at their home field, basically. You're in the hospital, and they try to pressure you into all of these things. And then they just think, well, if you don't go along with the doctor, then there's something wrong with you.
Right. But we have to get out of this, you guys. We have to stop consenting. The courts are just as corrupt as the medical system. Get yourself a PMA. Correct your status. Stop playing in this ridiculous, as a straw man, which is exactly what this is. The moment you were born, you were put into the system with your Social Security card, which is really your catalog number. They don't have any jurisdiction over you if you correct all of this. So if you get out of the system but operate within the system, they can't do anything to you because you are a standing man that is inside the matrix, but not of it. So that is one thing that I teach all the people in my ministry, which makes me untouchable, because I am not in anybody's jurisdiction.
Well, I think what Thomas is going through, and I want to take other calls here, and I can only relate to this because I've been through the legal system
you have.
So many times, and it kind of just depends on your circumstances. Like, they could have recommended me for psychiatric care, and I actually dealt with real people when they kind of do your base analysis. And by the way, they did this to me before I went to prison, when I was in prison, and then after prison. And they ask you a bunch of questions, and basically it kind of just depends on who you're talking to. And so I was just lucky enough to deal with somebody who's just a straight shooter and looked at me and said, yeah, you're fine. You don't need to worry about psychiatric care, where others might get somebody that wants to put you in psychiatric care or may have different politics than you and say you need to be put in psychiatric care or have some deals with doctors and they're getting kickbacks. So I think that that's kind of what he's talking about, is when you get into the legal system, they force you into this stuff. Like, it's part of a probation. It's part of a suspension of sentence. And so I think that that's what the caller is getting to. And my final word on this too, and I think Diane would agree, you know, be the science. Be the science. If people, like, when people want to criticize me for my diet, which is like probably 75% steak and eggs, and they say, oh my gosh, how can you do that? I'm like, well, I'm healthier than you. So what are you going to say? How are you going to say anything? I'm healthier than you, and you're going to criticize my diet? That's not going to work. But let's take another call here with questions. Let's go to Susan in Florida. Susan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Dr. Diane, I really love your segment. This is wonderful. Now, getting back to the earbuds, I have an iPhone. I want to get away from using those wireless earbuds that just fit right in my ear, the Bluetooth. But there's no port on the iPhone for the wired earbuds. Mm-hmm. So what am I supposed to do about that?
There's little dongles. There's little the converters that you can use for the old ones. You can get them on Amazon or anywhere.
A converter that fits on the iPhone, you mean?
Yeah, it plugs into the iPhone, and then it has the little plug where your earphones would go in, wired ones.
Don't the iPhones come with wired headphones, or does that not happen anymore?
No. Too. I think both of them. Mine did. I have a 5G phone, and mine did come with them.
No, I have a 12 mini, and it did not come with that.
So you should be able to. Another solution too, Susan, is they sell headphones for iPhones that have the same. I think it's called the lightning bolt or something. I don't know what they call it. The iPhone jack, basically. You can get a headphone that fits into that jack.
Yep. Or speakerphone.
Yeah. Terrific. Oh, and I did want to make a quick plug. I have been taking the iodine 2X. I'm getting nervous now. I can't think of the exact name.
Survival Shield X2, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, yes.
Excellent, yes. And I've been taking it for years, and I have to tell you, it has done wonders for my stamina, for everything. Energy, it's just wonderful. I had to make that plug.
Susan. Appreciate that. We've got 90 seconds till break. Diane, do you want to talk about the positive effects of iodine?
I could talk about that, and I could talk about there was something I'd like to start after break to recommend in addition for Susan. There's something else I want to talk about as it pertains to EMFs that I want everybody to listen to after break. But iodine is extremely important. It makes your thyroid T4, T3. That T4 is 4 iodine molecules, that's thyroid. And there are thyroid receptor sites on every cell of the human body. So the main reason that we have thyroid disease right now is because a lot of these metals will displace minerals like iodine from getting into the body. And so when you start taking iodine, they become strong enough to make more thyroid hormones. And then you have to have a healthy liver. So you need to be cleansing every single day and focusing on reducing your toxic burden, because the less toxic that your liver is, the more that your body can convert T4 to T3. Otherwise, the cells don't recognize T4, only T3. Most doctors don't test this properly. We do when we look at blood testing, but at least iodine gives your body the building blocks so that you can make more thyroid hormone, and that activates your energy levels. That helps you build more hair follicles, men or women. It helps to support getting rid of your weight gain or any kind of fat that you're not able to use for fuel. And it's an antidepressant. It helps you sleep and rest better. So iodine, especially your guys's iodine, is more bioavailable to the body. I was very impressed when I saw that you have the tri-nascent iodine.
Yeah, that's why we developed that product. All right, Dr. Diane Kayser is our guest. We'll take more of your calls on the other side of this break.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup than these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. The only thing un-American I'm hearing is the constant parade of attacks by your foul-mouthed, flea-bitten listeners against our noble president. I am a Biden believer, and here's what's going to go down in 24. Biden's going to walk away again, wiping the floor with Trump like he did in 2020, because America believes in Biden. Hollywood believes in Biden, like Mark Hamill. And we all know that Trump is going to try to cheat, but he's going to go down in flames, and all I hear is the anger and the bitter in your alcoholic listeners' voices as they have to come to terms with the end of white, cisgendered Christian America. As we rise, the pink-haired warriors, the non-binary warriors, the transgenders, we're rising, and we're going to sweep you aside. I want to talk right to your listeners right now, the frightened middle-aged white man clinging to his guns and his religion and his money and his privilege. Get ready, baby, because pretty soon you will be swept aside in the new order of things, and you know what that new order is. It's going to be a beautiful, wonderful utopia where we all come together and live together. And yes, there will be communism. Yes, there will be Sharia law. Because you don't understand, Queers for Palestine, Together Forever Strong, we are coming together in a coalition, one big, great big coalition that will win the day. And in 2024, when you're all crying, when you're all just so broken up because you've lost again, it's a new dawn in America with a rainbow, a transgender rainbow sweeping across the land to sweep you aside into obscurity. The time of the white cisgendered man is over. Your privilege card has been revoked. You will accept the new refugees, the new Americans. And here's the secret. We're in charge. We tell you what to do. So get ready. Get ready to give up your guns, give up your gold, give up your privilege, and accept the way things are now. The pink-haired warriors are here, and we're not going anywhere. You will not legislate us out of existence. You will not put us back in the closet, and we will not be quiet. Free, free from your oppressive grip that you've had on us. And tell you what, I'm a Biden believer. When Biden smiles, the sun shines. When he weeps, the rain falls. His strong hands lift up the oppressed, and his foot stomps on the white supremacist. So this is how it's going to go down in 24. Joe Biden's going to be back for 4 more years, and then Kamala Harris for 8, and then Gavin Newsom. What do you think about that?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our guest, Dr. Diane Kayser. Diane, there was something you said you wanted to get into at the top of this segment. So go ahead and lead us off.
Thank you, Owen. Guys, can you please cue on slide 2? I want to talk about smart meters. Have you heard of smart meters, Owen?
Yeah, they put them on your house. They measure your electricity, put off a bunch of radiation.
Yeah, so those are basically the AirPods for your house. We got to get rid of all this crap. And it's not just radiation. It's not just how much they're pulsing frequencies throughout the home that are destroying your sleep and causing anxiety, panic attacks. Migraines. I mean, you guys, we have to think about where this pain is coming from instead of just saying, let's get rid of inflammation. Let's just numb out the pain. We have to question where this stuff is coming from. So if you look at the Paradise fires and the Maui fires, they've all connected these fires back to smart meters as the initiates that have blown up the homes. So not just from a perspective of saving your home and protecting your home, but also protecting your plants, your animals, your children, yourself. Watch this documentary, Take Back Your Power. I have it on my Rumble channel for free. What we're looking at with smart meters is that they can expose the body to 160 to 800 times as much microwave radiation as mobile phones. And what they also cause, just like I said about AirPods, they cause hormone disruption, DNA damage, and leakage of the blood-brain barrier, sperm count reduction and damage, sleep disorders, learning difficulties, ADD, ADHD, dementia, cancer, including leukemia. I mean, we're seeing a ton of people being diagnosed with cancer, turbo cancers. We know that that's partially from these bioweapons that we're masquerading as vaccines. We know that there are a lot of different reasons, right? But this is also one that's been around for a very, very long time. And it's a very easy phone call to make. You pay $20 to have it deactivated, and it might cost you like $10 a month. But this is something I highly recommend you do today, not tomorrow. If you need any support on it, emfhelpcenter.com. I'm not affiliated with them, but they have all kinds of different things that you can use as resources if your utility company does not let you. But this is a sinister plan that is much farther beyond food and moving into spying in your homes and your appliances. And they're also, when they're putting them on people's homes, they're seeing that people think, kind of like what Thomas said earlier, they think they have to have these installed by your utility companies. You don't. This is one of those things that you have the power, you have the freedom, and you have the full right to opt out. But watch that documentary so that you can understand exactly why. It is something you need to do now.
Yeah, and that's how they trick you, is saying, oh, well, you're going to save money, or we'll have to charge you to not have this system installed at your home. So it's kind of like the unofficial official mandate, the way they bully you into that. And by the way, just on that note, as an aside, you know, it drives me crazy, and I'm not somebody that likes to disrupt somebody's workout at the gym or, you know, pry my nose into business. But I see these girls walking around the gym with their cell phones tucked into their sports bras. I see these guys walking around the gym. They have these new pants for guys, and they're nice and comfortable. It kind of has like the, you know, the underwear built into it, basically, but the pocket is like built in, so it sits right there, and it sits tight right there next to your genitalia. And I see this. I never say anything, but I'm just like, part of me wants to tell these guys and gals, it's like, hey, you're blasting the most important part of your body with radiation right now.
Yeah. And now we have prostate cancer and breast cancer. I mean, I wish you would, Owen. You know, I don't know.
I don't want to, you know, and then you kind of freak people out too. And then they're like, oh, what? I'm getting blasted with radiation? Like, oh, it's like you tell a paranoid schizophrenic that, they might go crazy.
I know. I can just tell by the energy of the people who feel like they would care. If somebody is, I'm calling this Botox bots, the women who are like frozen and they're using Botox like crazy, or even men. I'm not judging because I did Botox a few times and it almost killed me. But if you look at these people's faces and they're kind of like frozen, like I'm calling it Botox bot. And you can't tell if those people even have an expression. If you tell them that, hey, you're kind of radiating your, you know, your most important parts, they might be like, oh, really? And they already look like that. So I'm saying this to my former self, you guys. Botox is the greatest, single, most toxic substance known to man. Those don't belong near your parts or anywhere near your baby or your body either.
Yeah, that's actually been a viral trend on X recently, has been asking ladies that have either plastic surgery or a bunch of Botox, and people always age them like 10, 15 years older, and they're like stunned, but it kind of has the reverse as intended effect. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to George in Oregon. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm 60 years old, and my whole life, off and on, I've suffered from pretty bad eczema. It's mainly on my lower legs. And I saw a dermatologist one time, and she looked at me about 2 minutes and gave me a prescription for a steroid cream, which helps a little bit, but I've got not using that anymore. I've tried just about every kind of cream on the market, and some of it calms it down a little bit, but I just wondered your thoughts on trying to get rid of this.
Yep. Thank you for the question, George. Eczema is gnarly. It's an autoimmune condition where your skin is reacting, and it's basically your skin. You guys, this is for George and everybody. Anytime your skin is, I call it skinflammation. It's inflammation on the skin, and that's your third kidney. So what your skin is trying to tell you is, George, things are really messy down here in the gut. They're messy here in the gut, and you have leaky gut, And these toxins, these poisons, these pathogens are transferring, and they're getting through the gut barrier, and they're able to migrate into the blood. And then the blood and the lymph will then surface these poisons. Anything that happens, and mark my word, everyone listening, if you put creams on things that are happening from inside the body, they're not going to fix the root of the problem. Western medicine will never get to the root of the problem. So we have to go through this process, right? And slide number 23, if you guys want to show the parasite connection next, is that what's happening inside is that we have to address parasites. There are five things that we see on every single patient that we test. We see number one, parasites. Number two, mold. Number three, yes, Lyme is in everybody, and it's becoming more problematic than ever. Why? Because our immune system is so low. Number four, we see plastics. And number five, we see glyphosate. That is in every single person we test, and not just small amounts, but high amounts. So what happens with all four of those things that I listed, except for the parasites? Parasites are the harbor vectors that are carrying around all these toxins. And when they eat, like what Owen and I were talking about earlier, oh my God, look at that face.
It's a cute, loving parasite.
It's so cute. I had a boyfriend that looked that one day. But those cute, loving parasites, they release waste. They poop all over your body, and it surfaces on your skin. So in order to get rid of eczema and every skin issue, we've got to go after parasites. So what I'd recommend for you, George, is to go through three rounds of parasite cleansing. You can go to my website where I talk all about this, dianekaser.com/transform. You can get the free module of the parasite cleanse. You could just do the supplements. You could do the diet as well. There are certain things not to eat. There are certain things to eat, like papaya seeds and pineapple and papaya, coconut oil, coconut yogurt. Those are all things that are very helpful to get rid of parasites as well as far as diet. But we want to go a step beyond that. We use 14 different herbs in the parasite cleanse that I do. So we can get rid of all autoimmune disease, all skin inflammation, hair loss, depression. There's 100 plus different symptoms related to parasites that you can see on my fullmoonparasitecleanse.com. It'll floor you. Cancer is the number one, or parasites, the number one root cause of cancer. And most of the things you're going to see on that website. So I recommend that, and you will see a difference. I've helped treat many, and I mean hundreds of people over the last 15 years from eczema. And it goes away after about three parasite cleanses in a row.
That, you know, that's such a perfect analogy of how the modern day Western medicine system works. It literally treats the surface level problem, but not the root cause. But just quickly, would you say that even maybe as something as kind of a short term immediate thing, coconut oil on the skin?
It could help. It's going to get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it can help. So there's one of the formulas we have in our parasite cleanse is a tincture. And I do recommend to patients to kind of calm things down, a little coconut oil as a carrier oil, and then some of the tinctures from what's called Para 3, which has parasite.
All right, we got one more segment coming up. We'll be right back.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who
gobbled horse goo. Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Get her response too. The Ralph Lauren has just debuted the Olympic fit for the athletes. I gotta say, quite sharp indeed. Very good, Ralph Lauren, with the merchandise that they put out. Even an old, ugly sweater, and then there's kind of their uniforms they'll be walking out in. So, pretty nice fashion statement gonna be made by the athletes coming up at the Olympics. Yeah. I gotta say, I'm a fan. Okay, she doesn't have to comment on that. I just wanted to show you that because I think it's cool. I do want her to get to comment on this. Now, look, I thought this was comedy when I saw this. Apparently, this is serious. Some NBC drama where there's a new cause for cancer. There's a new cause for tumors. I've never heard of this before. Maybe Diane has. So, guys. Which I've got so many damn clips here. I can't even find it. Yeah, so here it is, an NBC drama. You'll never guess what's causing cancerous tumors now in clip 24.
Make yourself comfortable. There's a couch over there.
Hey, is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I had Cephas answer some questions from a Harvard test known as UNREST. It is designed to measure someone's level of social resistance.
Social resistance.
When people like us oppose the values and policies of the dominant culture.
That's right.
And what does that have to do
with... Your son, he feels threatened on a daily basis. Like everything he's earned can just be taken away. He's disenfranchised. But because his life is seemingly free from all this, because he can't name it, he's internalizing it.
Name what?
Racism. I think your son's tumor was caused by racism.
Diane, cancer caused by racism. Have you heard of this?
No, but I'm a racist because I love driving fast cars and racing them down the freeway. No, what? No, this is some propaganda right here. It's just like the sun causing cancer or killing people. This is insanity. Where did that come from? I'm just going to guess Soros, maybe?
Racism causing cancer. I thought it was a comedy because it was so ridiculous. And that the guy who's, I don't know if he's the doctor or whatever, saying your cancer was caused by racism. He's actually in some comedy movies like, I think it was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's a very underrated comedy. So I thought it was comedy, but apparently that's real. They're promoting racism cancer now. So you got to watch out.
Well, can we actually talk about my slide number 4 that you wanted me to talk a little bit about today, which actually shows the true cause of cancer, which is microplastics, which is causing infertility, gender confusion, and more. And that they found microplastics in every human testicle in the study that was done. And you could find this on The Guardian, which the link is below. If you guys want to read more about this, we see microplastics and plastics and phthalates and forever chemicals in every single patient we test, not just little amounts, but in really high levels. So if you're out there and if you're a man, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. I'm not really racist. I was joking, which that whole clip is a joke to me. I think we all have our own, you know, fears and not feeling included, but that's insanity, I think. It's more so from these toxins that they are not wanting to contend with and not show the truth on. And these toxins are things that you guys stop drinking plastic water bottles. Stop drinking from plastic bottles. Stop it. And gotta get a filter. You have to filter your water if you really need to see.
And also, just to kind of hone in on this, because that's why I have the filters in my house. I have glass bottles, so I have. Yeah. I mean, you drink out of a glass. I wouldn't drink out of any plastic anymore. But I also have glass bottles that I'll fill it with. So if I need to travel with water or whatever, I actually have a glass container for my water now too. So I don't even ever get any of that.
Good. I mean, plastics are everywhere. We can't get around it. I mean, but that's also the thing is that. Stop drinking like Owen's doing. And here's mine. I mean, like you make fun of me because it's a rainbow, but I like rainbows when I was born. Okay. I've always been into rainbows.
It's Pride Month. We'll forgive it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm celebrating. I'm proud to be on this show. How about that? Pride about InfoWars. So plastics everywhere, you guys, you have to have something that's supporting the elimination of plastics from your body. And that's why I also recommend some sort of toxin binder, on a daily basis that you're consuming. I talk all about that. If you go to DianeCaja.com/binders, you'll see exactly what I mean by that. We need to be supplementing because we are surrounded by toxins. We're breathing them in. We're eating them. Right now, they found that 75% of air and water it contains the same glyphosate that they're spraying on GMOs that we started the show on. So none of us are getting around this. We have to reduce it. And if you have cancer right now, I'm talking to some of my patients out there. They don't want to change their diet. If you have cancer, you must change your diet now. Now we have to change this paradigm. The reason why we're being poisoned is because we continue to buy the very things that are poisoning us that we are addicted to. Processed foods are kryptonite.
It is addiction, by the way. It is quite literally an addiction. They put ingredients in the food that makes you addicted. 100%.
Yep.
So that's why, it is tough, but you do have to stop it. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You just have to stop it. All right, let's take at least one more call before we sign off here. Let's go to Joe in South Carolina. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Right here. Hey, Owen, 1776 worldwide, baby.
All right.
Now, yep. My wife is having some autoimmune problems. I'm sorry. I'm really nervous right now. All right. So I saw when you talk about binders, Diane, I saw on your website you have the Carboxy. Mm-hmm. And thinking about taking that for my wife because she's having problems like with her skin. Her skin hurts when her joints and her bones hurt. And when we eat grass-fed meat only, we're fine. But as soon as we go back to conventional meat, she has a flare up or something like that. And so we have the InfoWars products, We love them. We got the
bodies.
We got bodies. We got the iodine X2, the fish bills. We love it.
Yeah. So if you have an autoimmune disease, and thank you guys for being transparent. So I'm going to create the borders for you that Western medicine doctors are not. If you are sick at all with any symptom, diagnosed autoimmune disease, cancer, stop poisoning yourself with anything processed. And I mean, we really have to stop this. You're not going to fix anything by going to, you know, Western medicine or doctor and turning these things off. We know that. So for me personally, I do not eat any of these processed meats. Like grass-fed, we have to go back to the way we used to eat. So as far as the binder, what I'd recommend for your wife and everybody, a good binder binds to toxins in all of your different parts. So you can use that in something called a Sinupulse or a Navage, and you can get that on Amazon for less than $100. You put a good binder, like a pinch of it, into the little reservoir with one entire thing of distilled water. You put some drops of our parasite formulas in there and you rinse out your sinuses. This is where we're breathing in all of these poisons in our air. Remember, 75% of air quality tested has glyphosate in it. So we're breathing in really toxic air and the chemtrails and all of these things that right now we're all subject to. So I would do that with her nasal passages since it's on her skin. I would make some little tinctures. I would put drops of parasite formulas in her ears, but she needs a pair. Oh, hey, you guys found a video. How do you do that?
Great. So now I've got to do this.
So
I've been avoiding that forever. I don't want it.
Talk about, you'll be able to breathe better than ever. I have, and I'm talking big buff men who are personal trainers and they're like, I can't breathe. I'm having heart palpitations. I'm like, do this one thing and then just tell me how you feel. And they're like, are you kidding me? What the hell are you doing to me? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, I slept better than ever. I'm sleeping. I'm breathing better than ever. I'm not snoring. My wife doesn't hit me anymore because I can actually sleep through the night. So this is the main reason that we actually swallow 3 liters. This is 1 liter. We swallow 3 liters of our own saliva every single day. So anything that's happening in the mouth, we're swallowing back. So use that binder every single day, work on parasite cleansing. And I have something for you guys for free today. If you go to DianeKaiser.com/free-detox, and that's the last slide, slide 25, all kinds of different things that you can do. 7 foods to avoid. I talk about everything in my free cleanse and you guys can join anytime, do that anytime. Little bits, healthy swaps, but we've got to stop funding these psychopaths that are making the very poisons that we're addicted to. That's the step number one. We're literally killing ourselves otherwise.
All right. You know, I cut the Bluetooth earbuds. I didn't take the anesthetic. I don't know if I'm doing the nose sinus cleanse. I don't know. Maybe next time we talk in a month from now, maybe I'll do the freak show there. But I don't
know. You're stuck, Owen. I'm going to send it to you. I don't care what
great.
You say.
So now I'm going to have to do it. All right. Dr. Diane Kaiser, thank you so much. Thanks to the callers. Big ups to the crew. We take a 21-hour break. Actually, I'm hosting Alex Jones tomorrow, so I'll see you then.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.